Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. One of the things we do here every week, too, is we talk about some of the uns. The unavoidable, the unbelievable, the unsaid, the uninhibited, the unjust. But we also talk about the underreported. There's a new protected class in the United States. And I think you're going to be kind of shocked with who it is and how much support this new class got from all of Congress, even those so-called progressives. You ever heard, I think the National Spelling Bee was earlier this week. I think somebody won it with a word that I couldn't spell. Well, probably a lot of words I couldn't spell. And speaking of words, every now and then a word will come up and I'm like, oh, I didn't really know what that meant. And then you hear it enough times, like, oh, now I know it. And then you're like, oh, what? I can't wait to use that word. I got a new word. I'm going to use it. Can't wait to use it. Just got to find an opportunity because I know a new word now. The new word that I'm going to use that I didn't really use before, but I'm like, I've been waiting for a chance to use this new word, brinksmanship. And not the Brinks like the truck that has all the money in it. Not that truck, not the Brinks truck, but brinksmanship. Partisanship, people can't get along. Button heads, stagnate, nothing's gonna happen. Stalemate. That's kind of what our Congress has felt like, right? The Senate, the House of Representatives, go back to the Obama years. Nothing really could happen. Folks couldn't agree on anything. You couldn't get something that was bipartisan where Republicans and Democrats, independents were like, oh, we all are for it. You saw a lot of brinksmanship, stagnation. In the past few years, people have referred to Congress as the do-nothing Congress. Some would say, in 2018, after the tax cuts that happened earlier in the year, what's on the agenda? What are they passing? What are they working on? I guess they just waiting for the midterms. They talked a lot about health care last year, and I haven't heard a thing. DACA just was in the news and then out of the news. Brinksmanship, nothing's happening. Congress can't agree on anything, and especially the House of Representatives. You can't get Democrats and Republicans to agree on anything. Well, there's an underreported story that in the House of Representatives, I actually found out about something that most of them could agree on, and it shocked me. So there's about a little over 400 members of the House of Representatives that represent us, right? From our different districts around the country. A previous caller talked about maybe we should have even more House of Representatives folks since the population has grown. That's, you know, up for debate, but we got the little over 400 that we have now. And in a time of when people can't get along, can't agree on anything, on May 16th, the House passed a bill 382 for it and only 35 against it. That no brinksmanship there. Everybody's kumbayaing. Everybody's on the same side. Oh my goodness, what was this about? Was it about criminal justice reform? Were they passing something to make sure that more Americans have access to affordable health insurance and health care? Were they passing, what were they doing? It had to be something like that, right? Right? Had to be, right? You know, some of the major issues that need to be solved. And was that 382 to 35 for a solution to DACA? Was was that investment in some of our decaying urban areas? Was it a infrastructure bill for both rural, suburban, and urban America? Like, it had to be, right? The bill on May 16th that passed 382-35 was called the Protect and Serve Act of 2018. That is the place that our Congress and the House of Representatives has their eye on. That is the place where there's common ground. What is this act? Protect and Serve Act of 2018. This bill, which passed in the House of Representatives on May 16, 382-35, is referred to by its supporters as the Blue Lives Matters bill. If you want to pick a fight, or if you want to cause some tension, well, one of the best ways to do it is have a play on words of Black Lives Matter and have a nickname of a bill called Blue Lives Matter. If that's one of the things you wanted to accomplish, check. Tension raised. Basically, the House passed the Protect and Serve Act of 2018, which is, in my opinion, an unnecessary bill that promotes the incorrect idea that police are under attack. Here's what some folks are saying about this bill that you might not even know about, that Congress, everybody agrees on, 382, that's like a super majority. This is what's being said about.
I'm pleased we are considering the Protect and Serve Act. This bill is designed to ensure those who seek to harm police officers face swift and certain justice. In recent years, the brave and dedicated men and women in blue who serve our communities are facing increased levels of hostility and violence. The increasing levels of hostility towards the law enforcement community have given rise to an increase in ambush-style attacks on police officers. To address this threat to the brave police who put their lives on the line each day across our country, the Protect and Serve Act allows for federal prosecution of criminals who knowingly assault law enforcement officers and cause serious bodily harm to or attempt to do so.
So the nickname Blue Lives Matter bill would allow for harsher penalties for people committing violence against cops. First, the penalties that people get for violence against civilians. And guess what? The Senate bill, which is still in the works, would take even further and classify police officers as a protected class, making violence against police officers a hate crime. And to maybe my surprise, maybe not to yours, a majority of congressional Black and progressive caucuses joined the Republicans in backing this bill. In the soundbite I played, that was a Republican politician talking about the fact that there's this sense of more attacks on cops lately. I'm not sure what data he's referring to, because according to some recent reports, 2017, there was a decline of firearm-related killing of police officers from 2016. 2017 was actually one of the safest years in decades for on-duty police officers. It seems that in the U.S., Black and brown lives matter less. Blue lives tend to matter more, even though people of color tend to be targeted, criminalized, incarcerated, and killed at rates higher than white people who commit the same crimes. Yeah. Underreported. Maybe you knew. Let me know, underdogs. Were you aware of this? I wasn't aware of this. I didn't know that in a day and age where Republicans and Democrats and independents can't agree on nothing. I mean, nothing. At least nothing that matters, healthcare, criminal justice reform, immigration rules and policy. Can't agree on anything, but 382 were for and only 35 against the Protect and Serve Act of 2018, also referred to as the Blue Lives Matters bill. Why am I a little unsettled by this? Because one of the things I've learned in my coaching and consulting days is to always be aware of, where's my eye? Where's my focus? Where is it? There's already laws on the books that both allow for cops to have the ability to use force in a different way than civilians can. There's already laws on the books that if someone ambushes or assaults a cop, that they're going to get punished. So yeah, protect those that protect us. But they're already protected. And so what disturbs me is that I'm like, check. I got it. We got laws in the books that support the men and women that do a very difficult job of being police officers. So then why is our eye still on that? That's taken care of. Got it. What about having our eye on protecting the rest of us? And so this goes back to why I was disturbed earlier about Kim Kardashian worrying about prison reform, doing a photo op with the President of the United States. Because for people who are underserved and overwhelmed by this thing called from slavery to Jim Crow to mass incarceration, Donald Trump's out here meeting with reality stars. And then for a group of Americans who are already protected, we got people passing policy to protect them even more. Man, where's our eye at? What's our eye on? Where is it? It's on the wrong thing.
The ACLU, along with Human Rights Watch, the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, and the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund wrote a letter to the Senate asking that senators oppose the introduction and co-sponsorship of this bill, writing in part, "Extending hate crime protections to law enforcement officers is a profoundly inappropriate and misguided proposal for several reasons. First, police already have substantial protections under the federal and state law, rendering this bill superfluous. Second, hate crime laws are intended to extend protection to historically persecuted groups that have experienced a history of systemic discrimination based on a personal characteristic such as race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, and disability. Law enforcement officers are not a historically persecuted group. Third, this bill signals that there is a war on police, which is not only untrue, but an unhelpful and dangerous narrative to uplift. Fourth, bills similar to Protect and Serve that have been introduced in states around the country, so-called Blue Lives Matter bills, appear to be a political response to the growing national movement for police accountability in the face of continued killings and assaults on unarmed African Americans. Therefore, this bill is divisive and will have a negative impact on the relationship between law enforcement and the communities they serve."
When I'm not being my most aware and conscious self, I'm pissed. Pissed that there's this renewed focus on the police that already have laws on the books that protect them. And I want them protected. Protect those that protect us. But a check, it's already done. And when I'm at my most aware self, then I remember that it doesn't have to be an either or. We can have both. And so my frustration is not that we want to protect the police. They're protected. My gripe is that there's a doubling down. And also some politicking and also a little, you know, sub-tweeting, passive-aggressive Blue Lives Matter nickname going on. And my thing is, let's have both. Where's the protection from police brutality, racial profiling, hate crimes, poverty, deportations, attacks on civil liberties that continue every day for Americans and especially Americans, people of color, and of different religion backgrounds beyond Christianity? That's why I'm pissed, because our eye continues to be on the wrong thing. So what can we do? For one, we can make sure that we share this news with each other, because I don't know, maybe like you, I didn't even know about it. Shout out to Sean who put me on to this story. And the next time you email or call or at a town hall with one of your representatives, ask them why this bill and why not protecting at the same time citizens who also have some challenges going on, and see what they say, because I think this was, again, politics instead of what's right, politics instead of policies that help, politics that don't look out for the underdog.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote: underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.